The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
See Live Off the Record with Shivago Lang is brought to you by City of Hope, Dunkin' Donuts, Pinder Tao, Print Masters, RF Bank and Trust, Royal Star Assurance, Southwest Plaza, and Star General Insurance Made Simple.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232. Or 325-4316, 325-4316. You can call us on the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. Now, BTC Flow channel 612. According to the Guardian, I saw Guardian and my own sources. The leader of the Free National Movement, Michael Pintard, has indicated to former leader of the Free National Movement and former Prime Minister of the Bahamas, Dr. Hubert Minnis, that the party does not desire that he should be a candidate in the next general election, and rather that there is some other role which he might wish to play. According to the Nassau Guardian's rendering of comments from Mr. Pintard, I think he sought to be quite gracious in his offer to the former prime minister in terms of affirming his value to the party, affirming the capacity to still be an asset to the party, inviting his continued contribution to their legislative efforts today and to play some role in the party going forward, so forth and so forth and so forth. Quite gracious, a set of offers. That the former prime minister has indicated to him that he seeks to talk to his family and others about it. Of course, this is on the heel of Hiram Lewis having left the party and joining the coalition of independent candidates. And so, even though I must say that what I know in terms of the former prime minister's being advised of the prior to his nomination next election preceded, but as far as I know, Mr. Lewis's decision to leave, and quite frankly, could have played a role in saying, because from what I know, but I'm advised, reliably so, that the Association for Central Grand Bahama and many supporters in Central Grand Bahama were not interested in Mr. Lewis's renomination. And so this, of course, there is a commonality in all of this. Okay? Let's not pretend that there is not. There was a sided alliance between Dr. Minister Formuleda and some of the members of the FNM, including some of the members of Parliament. Hiram Lewis is one of them. Right? And so it would seem to me that Mr. Pintard is reciting him, and I might say, I might note, having access as I do to many a souls, I might note, this is not Mr. Pintard's decision alone. That Mr. Pintard had enormous support in respect of this decision being made. That's what I am advised, right? Lots of support for this decision being made. And so what it seems the party is doing is really confirming a cohesive of the next election. People who don't have to be dragged along, don't have to be pulled along. People who aren't pulling tangentially or in any marginal way in another direction, but deciding, okay, we with you, boss. We with you, as typically tends to be the case. We with you. And even if we ain't with you, ain't saying nothing, doing nothing that make it seem like we are not with you, we are with you. Going in that direction. And why not? Why not? Isn't that the best way to contest a competition? With a solidly cohesive group that ain't pulling no separate direction and so forth and so forth, yeah. So, and it's, And it seems like the determination is being made to get this done and over with now. And so we don't have no, you know, you could be out there cussing and carrying on. You could be out there angry and upset. You could be out there joining up with other people. But in the meantime, it is very clear what the path is for the party. Right? That's clear. That one then over. We now have to find a candidate for Kalani, is what the leader would be saying. A candidate for Central Grand Bahama to prime seats in the Free National Movement. Prime seats. I imagine that you free up those two seats and there are some serious interests that could be demonstrated in running for the party in those seats, because they have been consistently, reliably supportive seats or the Free National Movement. Doesn't mean they don't have other party supporters in them, but typically they have been very reliable support for the Free National Movement. Truly, the fortune of having been in Kalani that made it possible for Dr. Hubert Minnis, to be Prime Minister of the Bahamas and lead of the Free National Movement, without question. Put in another seat, the probability of his having achieved that end would have been slim to none. Mr. Ingram bid him, which, what'd you call it now? The word is we use. When you do somebody a good one, a favor, I forget what we call it. Solid. Mr. Ingram did him a solid in giving him Kalani seat, just as others, and I mean, quite frankly, as he did with Hiram Lewis, when Nico Grant stepped aside, a solid Nico Grant represented Central Grand Bahama. If Rico Grant ran in Central Grand Bahama, again, I imagine he would have won. He did him a solid. The FNM did them solid. And like, you want to talk about seats that are okay but not solid? Marco City, Fort Charlotte, even East Grand Bahama, It's fairly good, fairly solid. Pine Ridge and them, South Beach. They can be okay, but they ain't solid. Marco City is a solid seat for the Free National Movement now because Michael Pintard made it so. If I had contested Marco City again, I think there's a 55% probability I would have won. And that might be being generous. I don't know. But Michael Pintard, solid. For him, not for the Free National Movement, for him. If he were a party man, if he were a man, a leader, seeking to be firmly entrenched in terms of his constituency, a possibility and prospects in an election, he'd go to Central Grand Bahama. He won't do that because I think he's made Marco City a solidly seat choice for him. But Central Grand Bahama would have been for him a solid. And so what will be Dr. Minister's response to this? Actually, I don't see how one way or the other it changes anything, right? To get the party's nomination, a lot of things have to fall in line. I don't see them doing so. Can he contest Kalani again? Of course he could. He could contest it as a PLP. He can contest it as a independent candidate. He can contest it as a COI or whatever else he wishes to do. If he contested it as a COI, as a PLP, he might win. Independent. If he contested it as a COI, that's a non-issue. He'd not win. As an independent, he would not win. He could. Somebody I heard talk about him possibly resigning and causing a by-election. That'd be a terrible thing for the free, for the progressive liberal body. Be terrible. That would not be no West End in Bimini. What would that prompt the PLP to do? I don't think anything. I think the PLP probably would not contest it. Let it happen however they want it to happen and then wait for the general election to do what they have to do. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good day, Brother Lang. How you do, sir?
I am okay. How are you?
Good. Well, you sounded disappointed when you catch my voice just now.
Well, but don't you can't do that. No. Don't project on me anything you feel in, brother, because I had not an ounce of disappointment in my heart.
Good. Talk to Minutes. So I honestly feel like Dr. Minutes is not being treated. This is only my feelings now.
Let me ask you something before you give me your feelings. Are you a PLP or FNM or otherwise?
I'm a PLP.
Okay. Well, I could finish your sentence for you, but carry on.
Okay. if Dr. Minutes decides to go in Kalani as an independent candidate, you then will have an independent candidate, a solid independent candidate. A solid FNM candidate, whoever the FNM sent like right there. A solid FNM candidate. Ronnie was a solid PLP candidate if he were to go back there. Now the COI would send somebody in there. And I don't know about the DNA, I ain't here with the DNA for a little while. But if the DNA were to send somebody in there, that would be a 5-day race. Okay? Let's narrow it down to 10 people. If the P PLP get three votes out of 10, and each one of them get one, or one, somebody may get two, the PLP will win.
Okay, is that
that? Remember, we had something like that with Neville Wisdom. I don't remember it was called Kalani back then, but it was the same constituency with Neville Wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Then it became a three-way race.
Man, the constituency that is now Kalani, that was once Delaporte, ain't never been up for no competition in terms of losing for the FNM. Not that constituency. Don't give me that Neville Wisdom, no, this, that, and the next thing. Right? From Overturn questions to represented and before that, whoever else, that's the same seat. Same one.
That's the same seat that Neville Wisdom represented?
No, Neville never represented Kalani.
He represented Delaporte.
Delaporte?
But then Delaporte is now in Kalani?
A big portion
of it, too.
Okay, who beat Neville Wisdom? Who beat Neville Wisdom to succeed him?
Was it Menes?
Was it Menes?
I'm asking. I don't remember it up front.
Well, me and you ain't remember, so.
I would encourage Dr. Menes to stay in the race.
Of course you would. You're a PLP. you believe that would benefit your party. Why wouldn't you?
Dr. Menes is a good person.
No, that don't have nothing to do with it. Listen, man, let me tell you something. I always tell people, if my opponent wants me to do something, it can't be good for me.
Brother Lang, this election here, and I want you to mark this tape after this show is over. Mark this tape. This election a lot of people are going to be voting for the candidate.
Okay, you think so?
Okay? A lot of people are going to... Before time, people used to vote for the candidate because of the leader. But now a lot of people... This one can call, hold your mind. Everybody got to fight their own battle in this one.
Okay.
That's how I see this one coming up.
Okay. Can I tell you?
I like Prev Davis, I won't vote whoever he sent. Or if I like Michael Pintar, I won't vote whoever he sent. This can be the one hold your mind.
Okay.
Everybody got their own fight.
Okay, I got you.
Now, Harlem Lewis in Grand Bahama. That was... No, you used to represent the seat that Mr. Pintard is in now.
Yeah.
Okay. But that is a solid seat to where you was, brother, like.
No, it wasn't. Don't forget, it was represented by Pleasant Bridgewater. Yeah, exactly. So it can be won. It could be won by either side.
And now you have history of politics. Is it conceded and Bassetti represented?
Pine Ridge.
Okay, Pine Ridge is always PLB up and down there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and Crazy Thompson. Crazy Thompson once represented that seat as well.
Who's that?
Crazy Thompson. He beat Ann Percenti.
Then he gone in the Senate. Then he went in
East End.
But I looking for. I told somebody this morning it was 7. Now they down to 5. I looking for it to be by 4 by Wednesday with Crazy Thompson. I know profit. Watch out for it.
I hear you, brother.
Yes, sir.
But you're right. Menes beat Wisdom for Kalani. Kalani Wisdom I won Kalani in that big rush to PLB had for sure. This text says treated unfairly. Say never attend council meetings. Did his own thing in the house. Allowed his goons to spew garbage out of their mouths and didn't utter a word, et cetera, et cetera. Suck my teeth. Why these people don't stay out of the FNM business? But you expect a man to try spread a little bit of mischief. let's say, be Kendall, right? Neville be Kendall Wright. Yeah, that's right. Kendall Wright was the candidate, I think, in that in Tulane before that. Yeah, Hi, Mr. Lang. I think Mr. Pindad is being disrespectful to Mr. Minnis, not nominating him. Mr. Minnis is in good shape. He can do another term. I think he is wrong. As a matter of fact, I think he's jealous of Mr. Minnis. I hope Pindad loses his seat. God is not sleep. You sound like a hater. I have to tell you, hater, talking about nonsense. I mean, to be honest with you, you are either a really strong supporter of Dr. Minnis, or you don't know the politics of the FNM, or you have not been paying attention or something. Because to speak this way, listen to how you're speaking. You're spewing out your grievance. And this is exactly among the things Michael Pindad has had to deal with people who support Dr. Minnis. And listen, let me tell you all something. I keep telling you all before. You're talking about people... y'all do not know some things, okay? All right? Pretend like people know some things. I'm telling you guys, pretend it, all right? Dr. Minnis is a politician, and he played some heavy politics, all right? Pretend like some people know some things. This text said, laugh out loud, got this again. They pushed the same poor Minnis, yes, lying during the FNM convention. Exactly. As soon as Pindad won, hands down, the FNM couldn't be a choice for the next government. Just look what the last administration did. Who was the last administration? Minnis? Just waiting for Anton to chime in on what a great job Minnis did. So Tommy Tenquist beat Neville Wisdom. No, Tommy, not Tommy. Minnis did. Minnis did. Say, nobody voting for the candidate, nobody. I don't know what he's talking about. So, like, some candidates will get some votes. Like, Michael Pindad will get some votes because of Michael Pindad, that's for sure. And, like, Ingram used to get some votes because of Ingram. So, Mr. Lang, you caught him. Of course he didn't, because he's PLT. I mean, come on, man. Come on. You can't call this show and play down. Not we have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, Mr. Lang, what's happening?
Hey, right here, man. What's going on?
You know, your caller with their caller is calling them shingles. That's the one always agitating for Shane Gibson to come up.
Yeah.
No, but let me correct him on Central Grand Bahama. The PLP have never got me on Central Grand Bahama.
The PLP what?
PLP have never got me hands on Central Grand Bahama. That was always on FMT.
Yeah. Never. No, it was Nico. Before Nico was who?
I think David Wallace. David Thompson.
No, man. David Thompson's Marco City.
Sorry. Right.
Yeah. I think at some part of it, the Lucayo was, before that, was in High Rock and them. But you're right. No, never. Yeah. Not that part of it.
Even in terms of local government, the PLP have never got their hands. None of their PLP local government candidates have ever won in Central. So Central Grand Mama is a solid FNMC. It will remain a solid FNMC.
Yeah, I don't see anything changing about that. I don't see it. I don't see it. But you know, who knows?
You know, I heard him make reference to Crazy Thompson will beat a man down. Tell him, go catch yourself, yeah. Tell him, catch yourself.
He's dreaming. He's wishing. He's hoping.
He's wishing. Yeah.
He's open. He's open. Doing his job. I keep telling. FNM shouldn't get mad if the PLPs do their job, and PLPs shouldn't get mad if the FNM do their jobs, and FNM and PLP shouldn't get mad if the COI do their job. People should do their job. Just pay attention to your own business and do it.
Listen, I can defend Crazy. Crazy Thompson is one of the most solid FNM MP that Pindad has in his arsenal right now. There's absolutely no question in my mind that Crazy Thompson is one of the most solidest MP, Mr. Pindad having his arsenal. So there's no question in my mind that Crazy Thompson is and will remain an FNM.
We appreciate you calling, man. No problem. Thank you very much. Do we have another caller on the line, producer? Or should we go to our break? Okay. Okay, we have a break. Let's go, ladies and gentlemen. We will be right back after this break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shavago Lang, your host.
Take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
I marsh the car. The lady run into me marsh the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. CancerCenter.com.
Winning on the court, just like investing, is about consistency and having the right partner. With RF's Advantage Plus brokerage account, you get exclusive access to high-return securities, some yielding up to 7%, plus expert investment guidance. No need to chase every opportunity. We deliver priority trading, exclusive investments, and the lowest commissions, so you can focus on what matters most. Sign up for an RF Advantage Plus brokerage account today at rfgroup.com. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shavago Lang, your host. We're so glad you could join me here today on Guardian Radio FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. Let me tell you something. WhatsApp is scary to me these days. I mean, truly scary. So I have a person's name as a contact in my phone. And I'm watching the thing change from one name to another name. I'm literally watching the thing change. Man, let me tell you something, man. I can take these things. Ah, boy. Someone says Nico was the first. So okay, so Nico, yes, Nico was the first in Lucaya and Central Grand Bahama when that constituency was created. So they had to have been in Hyrock prior to that time, and a part in Marco City prior to that time, and maybe even a part in 8 Mile Rock or so, because it wasn't a Lucaya before that. Lucaya was, when Lucaya came into being, Nico Grant was the representative, right? And that was, yeah, so had to be Hyrock and them pretty much. Before that, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shavago Lang, your host. You can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 from the family items 242 3005720. You can text us on 4224796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3-Line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Line.
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
That TLT caller who called sometime just before this call, he called another show this morning, and the very same sentiment. He said,
"Of course.
Oh, you see, they're down to five now.
Yeah,
wow, they're down to five. Yeah. It was seven. Nine. Now they're down to five. Yeah. Same thing expressed this morning. Same thing now. These TLTs, you know, if Mr. Miller had this kind
No. I'm trying to help all the party representatives understand something. Don't say these PLPs. He's doing his job.
Okay. I get
you. Yeah, so that, so he's going to do his job. And I don't expect him to stop calling and that. But the question is, what are those who support COI and FNM doing? Then they got to do their jobs. That's how it goes.
Just let me say one more thing, Mr.
Yes,
Lyon.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
If
for
Mr.
sure.
Pintard, can you hear me?
I can hear you very well, yes.
Okay. If Mr. Pintard would have, sorry, not Mr. Pintard, if Mr. Minnis would have had this kind of resounding support, perhaps he would not have lost the government. Bobby Minnis now, oh, what a wonderful man. And he is a good man. So I don't understand what's going on, but I'll continue to listen.
Appreciate it. I don't see how in the mature business of politics, people run around talking about who's being disrespectful to whom. Because, as I said, you know, literally out of grace, there are stories that can be told that one will not tell. Just out of grace. So when you're around here feeling sorry for somebody, man, listen to me. One thing I could tell you is Dr. Hubert Minnis is no weakling, all right? Ain't no weakling. And when he decided he wasn't with you, when he decided he wasn't dealing with you, he did what he had to do, and he moved on. And nobody went around feeling sorry for the people who he did it to. To get where he wanted to be, he did what he needed to do. And he asked for nobody to apologize for him. Right? And now that when do you know Hubert Alexander Ingram won the 1992 general election with some heavyweights in the Free National Movement? Heavyweights. Some of the heavyweights were even among the dissident eight who formed the Free National Movement with Cecil Wallace Whitfield. When Mr. Ingram decided he wanted to bring in some new blood, that's what he decided. He wanted to bring in some new blood. He had to say to some of those same people, I do not wish you to run again this time. We can do this for you. We can do that as you try. And those people, a number of them did not run. Arlington Butler did not run. Maurice Moore did not run. C.A. Smith did not run. And Mr. Virgil did not run. And these were sitting cabinet ministers. Chuck Virgil didn't run. I ended up running Mr. Virgil's, the late Chuck Virgil's seat. Right? So this isn't anything new. What is new is a former leader of a party and former prime minister who lost devastatingly an election, still trying to run as a candidate? That's new. But other than that, renewing parties and all this kind of stuff, and then feeling sorry for people who when they flexed and needed to flex and did what they had to do, and nobody, what you could do. Yeah, but this is the same man. This is the same man who so many people said, oh, he's the central authority and he's acting like a dictator. He's acting like a this. You see him with squirming when y'all were talking about him that way? It's Dr. Minnis's, man. I tell you that. He's a strong man. Not no weak man. You have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, hi.
Good afternoon, Brother Lang. How are you, sir?
I'm right here, man. How are you?
Great. Yeah, I'm elated that Mr. Pinter did not allow allow him to run again. I think it was a good move. Mr. Pindad being the leader, I think he has to be comfortable with all persons in his circle. I know that they support him 100%. So I think as a leader of the FNM, he has to make some choices where he feel like he's making the best choice. So the people out there who believe that he's done Mr. Minnis wrong, Mr. Minnis would have had his chance, and he did what he had to do during during the COVID lockdown. I didn't think Mr. Minnis did a good job in terms of I consider him a king, you know, the kind of decision he made, you know, and he came across like a one-man band. So, and even moving forward after Mr. Pindad would have become the leader of the FNM, I didn't see that public support for Mr. Minnis like I believe he should have. I didn't see that. I didn't see him respecting Mr. Pindad the way he should as the leader of the FNM. So I would not have trust Mr. Minnis to run under the FNM banner again, and I think Mr. Pindad would have done the right thing. Thank you.
Okay, appreciate it, man. But just want to repeat, from what I'm told, it wasn't just Mr. Pindad. This text is Mr. Lang. You said, look, if Minnis run as FNM or independent, he would be beaten. The race is between Barnett Ellis, Veronica McIver, and Ronnie Duncombe, says this text. This text says, let Nico Graham tell his story about Minnis. Nico Graham, you forget that all the sitting opposition FNM members of parliament sent in a letter to the Governor General to have Dr. Minnis removed as leader of the official opposition. You all forget that, eh? Nico. See, FNM isn't going anywhere without Minnis. Mr. Minnis. Mr. Minnis is the only reason people still even checking for the firecrackers. Boy, if you believe that. If you believe that, I have a big bridge to sell you, and I can sell you it for $4. If you believe that nonsense you just told. The text says a portion was High Rock and the other portion was 8 Mile Rock. That's what I thought, yeah. That's Central Grand Bahama, which became Lucayo. Well, what was Lucayo and then became Central Grand Bahama. This text says Minnis need to open his mouth and stop playing victim. You don't need to open his mouth. Man, you don't have to say nothing. Competent authority finished him. Pintard gave him a long stretch. Need to open. In fact, Dr. Minnis has shown many times that silence is what has been an asset for him. It says, good day, Mr. Lang. Not sure. You know what? Let me read this after we come back from the break. It's a bit long. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break. We'll be back after this break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host.
Take a stand, everybody.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment and pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Looking for insurance that fits your lifestyle and your budget? At Star General Insurance, we've got you covered. Whether it's motor insurance with flexible options for third-party liability and comprehensive coverage, or commercial insurance products that protect your business, we have choices you can afford. Own a home or renting? Our home insurance products have just what you need. And for the adventurers out there, we offer marine insurance too. Visit our website or social media pages for contact information and quotes. Star General, insurance made simple.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This text says, good day, Shivago. All the PLPs want Minnis back as leader so that they could have a walk in the park win. Okay? This text says, true silent resistance. It ain't even resistance. It's just sometimes if you keep your mouth shut, it's better for you than when you open it and have people know some things they wouldn't know unless you open your mouth. It says, good day, Mr. Lang. Not sure of the show's topic, but regarding Minnis not being nominated, I think it is a good move for the FNM. I'm a swing voter. I've voted for three different parties, voted four times, but I come from an FNM house, so my natural bias is for the FNM. As a swing voter, Minnis makes me cringe. Minnis would not be able to get the swing voters' vote. Okay. Says that texter. Text says, good day, Shiva. Good day, Lang. I hope Pintard is not on a political suicide. He needs to be mindful of what's happening. So, Mr. Lang, was it not Floyd Watkins who beat Neville Wisdom in 2007 election in Teleport constituency? Could have been. Yes. Yeah. Floyd and I won. Yeah. Could have been. So good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Why the caller from Mr. Bamboo Town thinks he can run idle talks on you? You gotta try. Let me read this text for you. This text says, Bahamians are real kung fighting for these lousy parties. Bahamian hopefully soon want better. These two parties only want to enrich themselves and kick us until election time. Old age pension still $50 per month. We'll be doing road for $1.3 million. Conks. Call in the two parties, conks. You want something else and you can't even have the facts. You think an old age pension is still $50? Where you live in? Which country you live in? Seriously, go check the information on that. Come back, apologize, and then you could say what you say again. Because that there is conk information. Why are you talking about but conk and conk tastes good? You see conk fritter, conk crack, conk salad? Why all of a sudden conk now is a bad word? Mix up. So good afternoon. What leader will tolerate consistently being undermined from the inside? If Mr. Minnis, after losing leadership, had shown that he was still for the party and the benefit of the party, it would not have come to this. Minnis is a good MP, but clearly he wants to lead. His text says, Dr. Minnis was an excellent PM. Hindsight is always 20/20, and Dr. Minnis did the best that he could, that could be done with all the unknowns we were dealing with at that time. His text says, Mr. Culmer already spoke because last night on BTH with Shanique, Mr. Culmer said the FNM is divided and Mr. Pintard is not leader material. Mr. Culmer's words. And that's Mr. Culmer's words. That's Mr. Culmer's words. And right after Mr. Culmer spoke, Shannon Donald Cartwright sent his support for and so forth and so forth. And I know a ton of FNMs. God, Mr. Culmer. Mr. Culmer is an FNM supporter MCM. Like my mother was, and he's but one man. And if Mr. Culmer had all the influence they had to be able to cause Dr. Minnis to to become leader again. Wow. All them people go and vote for Dr. Pentad, Mr. Pentad? This film is one man. That's fair. One man. That's possible, you know, no problem. He spoke his piece. Michael Pentad, I have no doubt, could find 10,000 other people who get up and talk for him. Right for him. So good afternoon, Mr. Lang, Mr. Minnis. Why do you keep calling him Mr. Minnis? Dr. Minnis never supported Pentad after he won the leadership of the FNM. He's a disruptor, and he's trying to split the party just like he did with Loretta Butler. Never attended any meeting, and now he wants nomination. Child, please. See, there's another person speaking, not speaking for Dr. Minnis, like Mr. Kulmer did. Right? And let's be real. If I sat down here and said that Dr. Minnis behaved himself as a former leader and former prime minister of the Free National Movement in a manner that lent itself to success for the FNM in opposition following upon the last election, I would be lying through my teeth. He did not. He did not. He was quite unsupportive of Mr. Pentad. Demonstrated it before he became prime minister, demonstrated it after he lost the prime ministership. And the folks who are supporting him in this way have a right to support him and do what they want to. But to try and dog Michael Pentad, who I happen to have known, despite his treatment by Dr. Minnis when they were seeking to win office, and after, did not demonstrate the same level of overt public disunity and disregard and opposition to Dr. Minnis that Dr. Minnis demonstrated to him. Did not do so. And on this score, I don't need nobody to tell me anything. I'm talking about what I observed. I observed. He did not act like Hubert Ingram when he became prime minister. When Dr. Minnis became prime minister and Hubert Ingram was no longer prime minister, and had Dr. Minnis declare his era was over, Mr. Ingram did not overtly demonstrate the kind of opposition and the kind of lacking support that Dr. Minnis demonstrated to Michael Pentad. And let me be clear. Oh, I know some things. Because I've been told some things. I know some things. Right? So don't cry, nobody should be. Don't cry for Pentad. And don't cry for Minnis. These men are men. These men are men. And if you can't take no pressure in politics, if you can't take, don't be in it. You get on TV and radio crying for people. You crying for grown men. Man, please. So Mr. Kulmer is the chief in the party. Mr. Lang, stop it. He's a chief? Yes, he is. He is a solid, long-standing supporter, but he is only but one. He is but one. There are many others. Many others standing with Michael Pentad. So what you want me to stop? Stop telling the truth? I know you would like that because some people thrive in lies. I'm not one of them. So, Mr. Lang, you are the worst taken up for the count. It really tastes good. You can't talk Barber Count, man. No behavior could be running around talking Barber Count. The other day, we was in Atlanta, Georgia, driving with some folk. They don't like Conk, and man, everybody in the bus tried to tell them, listen, you need to come out here because you are not a behavior. Don't like Conk. You can say to people, keep that to yourself. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got to take a break for news. And when we come back, we'll continue our discussion. You're listening to Z-Live. I'm Shivago, I'm your host. We'll be back after this break. By the way, somebody's telling me to correct the record. Wisdom beat Watkins in 2002. Minnis beat Wisdom in 2007 and has held the seat since. That's right. That is correct. Thank you very much for that. If you feel like you
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, Mr. Culmer also said that Minnis wants to be PM again and should be given the chance. So Minnis wanted to sit as an MP for Pintard's two or three terms. Opening thumbs up, or was he planning on challenging the sitting PM? Pintard, you've kind of getting a little ahead of yourself. Two or three times, says Jit Kalma. Please, MCM, the snap election also did it for me and blindsided most of us. He was a one-man band, says that texter. This text is Mr. Lang to person who text about Mr. Kalma's comments. Guess he forgot that's one person, Mr. Kalma's opinion. Mr. Lang, all the talk about who, what, why the FNM should do. Don't hear any much talks about who the PLP not running. Well, the PLP ain't getting there yet. Somebody called me offline and said to me, if some of the PLPs believe so strongly in Dr. Minnis, why don't they run him on the PLP's ticket? That'll be something. Says, Mr. Lang, I think Mr. Pintard would be nothing but a puppet prime minister who would take orders from the hierarchy of the FNM and its donors. You can say a lot of negative things about Mr. Minnis, but at least he doesn't take directives from nobody. First of all, you ain't know what you're talking about. You have no idea. You don't know Michael Pintard. You do not know Michael Pintard. Trust me when I tell you, you are talking absolute nonsense if you think you know Michael Pintard. Absolute nonsense. Garbage. So whatever you think about who would be taking instructions from a hierarchy, that's a fiction in your mind drummed up by you when you just absolute nonsense. It says, I hear you, Z. You say you know some things. Did you know that the former prime minister would have been so shameless? Shameless? This is embarrassing. He wants to be prime minister again, and his own party doesn't want to do it. Did I know that he would be so shameless? Well, I wouldn't call it shameless, but did I think that he would do this? Absolutely, bro. Absolutely. His text says, you and Pintard are cousins, obviously, and don't like Mr. Minnis. Mr. Minnis did great things for the nation. If it wasn't for him, that pandemic would have been taken. Way more people would be grateful behemoths with your ungrateful selves. And this is exactly why so many people have issues with people like you who support Dr. Minnis, because you all talk very nastily to people because you have these stupid ideas about what is motivating people. And it is absolute ignorance on your part to talk about who doesn't like Dr. Minnis. It's not a matter of like. Like has nothing to do with it, right? We are making observations about what Mr. Pintard did, about what Dr. Minnis did, etc. That's what it is. When Dr. Minnis got up as leader of the and spoke disparagingly about what the PLP did in office and so forth and so forth, what did like have to do with it? He was making his observations based on what the politics was he was playing. All right? So just because you now have hurt feelings over Dr. Minnis, don't try to ascribe to the rest of us your little personal emotional feelings about what is happening between us and men, because it don't go get like that with us, right? I can promise you, right? You don't like or dislike men like that. I love every man, but I don't have to like his politics or like his behavior or conduct. Much different reality. This text is, Mr. Lang, did you read the text message that you said was long after the break? I missed it. I did read it. Actually, it wasn't as long. What happened was the person had double texted their stuff. Yeah, double texted their stuff. This text says, Lang Minnis stands a better chance with the COI as a leader, but he has to make a deal. Okay. Online, go ahead. Caller, we're listening to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Z, and I hope you're continuing to get better.
Hey, I'm okay, man. Thank you.
Yeah. Fine. I agree with you, the text and the previous caller and everything. From day one, Dr. Minnis was the opposition within the opposition. You ever see a Dr. Minnis at any of the press conference with the opposition? Mr. Pintard get name in the house and thing, Dr. Minnis bow and walk out. When all the rest of them join arms and thing, they walk out.
Man, please, you saw it all. You saw it all. When, have you ever heard
police
these
and
words?
All them inspectors and them ASP drag out the opposition like dogs. Not dogs, because I love dogs. You wouldn't even do dogs like that. Like Kunta Kinte them back in roots. When they drag them down the stairs and all that nationwide holding the flag. Anyone see Dr. Minnis then?
Did you ever hear these words come out of Dr. Minnis' mouth? Mm-hmm. I support Michael Pintard, my leader. You never hear them words.
Just like the text, let's say, in his mind, somehow he have in his mind that he could be prime minister again. And there's the people that would jack him. The F of them, he got beat 4-1. In the leadership race. Hey, like you said, this is the first time this ever happened. Every other prime minister then bowed and ride off into the sunset. When he contests Pintard in the leader race, he say he coming back to be leader because he have something to do and he have things to do. But Minnis, the Bahamian people don't want you to do it. You had 4.5 years to do it. And
got you,
it.
Brother. Yeah. I appreciate you calling. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. No? Okay. This text is, good afternoon. Just got up. What did Dr. Minnis do? What did he do? He didn't do anything. It was done to him. This says, good afternoon, sir. You are asking the callers who speak in negative about this situation with the F&M to act like they know something's happening. But these are the same callers that call your show daily speaking negative about the PLP. Mr. Lang, politics is about numbers. So to give up two Shaw seats for a runoff is a big risk to take them. I'm not a PLP, just a Bahamian. Stop talking nonsense, man. So I'm not a PLP, just a Bahamian who, when given a choice between Mr. Minnis and Mr. Pintard, I will go with Mr. Minnis all day. You're a PLP. You are a PLP. Now, folks, listen to me. I'm talking to this person. It's just the same person I always tell you, think I don't know. What's wrong with being a PLP? I don't know why he denies it. What's wrong with that? Right? I have some very good and decent people who are PLPs. Wonderful people, human beings. Wonderful, wonderful politicians. So you does a very good job defending Mr. Pintard, but the Pintard, many of us don't see him that way. Maybe you can share some Mr. Pintard's accomplishment in politics or private life. Marco City is still the same, and I know because my mom lived there today. If your mother lives in Marco City, and Marco City is still the same today, you are not listening or watching right. I can tell you that, my friend. I keep telling you, I know your support, and you are dead wrong. You cannot tell me that when a very big supporter, PLP supporter, Mama Cow, who lives right down the road from me. See, I didn't tell you before. You need to, before you talk, you need to take stock. Lives right down the road from me. I went to the park opening. nice, beautiful park opening that she spoke up and said she is still a PLP, so she nobody can change. She's not changing, but she supported what Michael Pintad was doing because he did that park that was that they were longing for years. And when I was the representative, I wanted to have it done. I couldn't get the land acquired. Pintad did it, got the park done. And there are other things. Listen, you need to stop talking garbage. Stop talking garbage, brother. It's my friend. We have got a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Nancy Lang, how you doing?
I'm right here. How are you?
I'm okay.
Excellent.
I have to laugh. But I won't call them wicked, but just joking. You know what I mean? All of this is just this is just a distraction. You know, this is just means of just causing or trying to put people on the fire. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yes,
about
ma'am.
Dr. Menace, you know. Some people don't give a what cent about Dr. Menace.
Not 1 cent. Not one red cent.
Just, you know, they just want to keep this on and on, thinking that they could find ways to pull their FNM away, make division, make war and strife. You know what I mean? But yeah, about Dr. Menace, they don't care about Dr. Menace. It's the same people who were talking horribly about him. And if he right now come to run or something, they would not vote for him. But as long as this could, they could feel like it's just weakening the party, but it's not. I don't know what makes them think it is. If I was a talk
it's politics. Politics. I tell you, the PLPs will do their jobs. FNMs have to do their jobs, and COIs have to do their jobs. That's the nature of dynamics of politics.
I can see straight through it, you know? That's
yes,
laughable.
Ma'am.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. You too. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, Brother Lang. How you doing today, man?
I'm doing. And this is Reverend.
Yes.
Minnis?
Yes.
Reverend Gregory Minnis, Senior Chaplain, MCM of the Free National Movement.
K. Minnis, MCM Chaplain. Yes.
Okay. Yes, sir. How can I help?
Yeah, I'm calling in today because it seems that whole lot of our senior persons in the party have amnesia of what transpired in years gone by and where we are now. The Ingram era is over. I'll start with that.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, the reign of leadership handed over to one Hubert Alexander Minnis. He garnered the support of many persons, even persons who thought he were not qualified to be a leader of the party, garnered around him and allow him to be able to lead the party and successfully became the prime minister. But let me go back. There were so many different challenges that he, in his reign, went through as an individual, came up the ranks, and he did some things that helped the party to move forward to where we were successful. But at the same time, there was some things that he had done that caused persons to draw away from his leadership. Now, I want to, and this is a long story, and I'm trying to drop pieces in here to get persons to understand that Hubert Alexander Minnis, the former prime minister, did not become prime minister on his own. He was given the opportunity to be leader of this party, and the people of this party fought for him to become the prime minister. Mm-hmm. He was able to successfully take the party to victory. But in that same process, people, after he won, persons who did what they could have done to help him went through some challenges within themselves. And so, when you get to where we at now with the Michael Pintard and the Hubert Alexander Minnis, remember now, I call a spade a spade. I am straightforward. I am a Minnis. I'm straightforward. I told Doug this. And at the end of the day, we went to convention, not just once, twice. And this young man successfully took the reign as the leader. From that day to now, he was never given the privilege and the support as the former leader to him, who would have been behind him to give him that guidance and that help to become the successful to take this country over. So he had to go through rigorous challenges. The former prime minister used persons, and persons were used. He might not say it was him, but persons were used to cause disruption over and over and over and repeatedly in council. And we went through that. We went through that struggle. But every time this young man was able to hand out the olive branch, let's mend things, let's put things together, let's build a party, let's go forward with strengthening the organization, that didn't happen. It did not happen. Now, let me just jump ahead. What is the purpose of running again? When you've been prime minister, you've been leader, and you've been a minister. If you were to run and you won, how would you feel sitting under someone who you were denying the privilege to be a representative for where the president is representing now? He was the last person to give a nomination. Last person, all right? And so, for the run and serve under him, I think you're just doing yourself a disservice. And I said over and over again, and I'll say it now, he should become a statesman. He should become a mentor. He should become sitting back like an Ingram right now behind the scene in an encouragement to young members who are seeking to serve this country. This era of leaders from the 60s, and it's time for them to move on. We need now new leaders who have a vision, who have a hunger, not for themselves, because if you check Marco City will tell you that this young man don't just serve FNMs, he serve everybody. And so that is the kind of, I worked with him as a chairman, I worked with him as a minister, and I am saying today, he did the best he could to mend the relationship between him and the former. The former leader done his part. He should now say to the party, I have the opportunity to become the next government, and I will be here to assist to make the party what it ought to be moving forward to win the election.
Let me ask you a question. Is the FNM divided?
No, we're not. We're not divided.
So you...
We have a fraction of people who are creating havoc because they want Dr. Minnis to become the leader again. That can't happen.
And so there's not going to be any executive council that's going to revolt against this decision. No central council that's going to revolt against this decision. No Kalani Association that's going to revolt against this decision.
No. See, what people got to understand is that from the executive, the council, and if they saw what happened yesterday, majority of those people are part of the executive and a part of the council. And so it will never be changed from what was what was agreed, what was voted on by the executive, what was voted on by the council, and it was handed to the leadership team to take to the nation. But the thing, what gets me, is that I listen over, and I don't like talk. I don't call talk shows, but today I just felt to call your show to put some things in place. And there's so much more you can say, but you have to cut and put bits and pieces together. People are talking, but I can say this today. He is a leader. That's how people say Brad wasn't qualified, Minutes wasn't qualified, some saying he ain't qualified. But the mighty man above has the last say. The last say who's qualified to lead this country again.
And I think that, I appreciate. Yeah.
I think this country needs a brand new set of leaders, young minded leaders. People who are not just for a few, but people who are seeking to serve the whole country. And for me, right now, today, my brother Shivago, Michael C. Pintard, Shannon Dawn Cartwright, and the other persons who are seeking to serve. And I'm going to have a loud mouth to those who will not do what they're supposed to do when they get elected, because they must understand the country needs a shift. It needs the people who have the country at heart, not themselves, but the country at heart. And I just want to say, hope one day I could get a couple of an hour or two with Jim and ready to say what needs to be said so some people can stop saying that Michael Pintard is not a peacemaker. And he is a peacemaker.
I appreciate you calling today. I appreciate you calling, Reverend Minister. I appreciate it. Thank you very much for calling in. Listen, first of all, let me say, Rev, don't have to tell me Michael Pintard is a peacemaker, because I said Michael Pintard from time to time, long before now. I said, buddy, you got more patience and tolerance than people than me any day. Any day, my friend, I could tell him that. This text says, good day, sir. In my humble opinion, Mr. Pintard ought to have acted swiftly after the convention by approaching Dr. Minister, making it clear that such support would be expected in consideration for any further nomination. In my view, Mr. Pintard's delay in taking decisive action weakened his position and allowed uncertainty to linger within the party. I think you are dead wrong, because you obviously didn't listen to Mr. Pintard's speech on winning the convention. You didn't listen to his speech, and you didn't remember and recall his olive branch extension, et cetera. And why should he have to do that? Why should he have to ask a man who wants to be leader of a party to support the leader of the party elected by the most, by the highest authority in the party, the convention? He has to ask that? Mr. Ingram never asked me to support him. Never. Never. Yeah, but he was the leader of the party, and I supported the party. Come on, man. That's nonsense talk. Nonsense talk. Y'all forgive me. Nonsense talk. Say, F&M, stay focused and stop fighting amongst yourselves. You can't. Well, the F&Ms ain't fighting amongst themselves. You got F&M people who disagree with F&M people and so forth. That's not the whole F&M. You have some people who are doing it, but how that can stop? That's like because some people blame is fighting. So the PFP needs to be defeated in the next election. They are campaigning and we are fighting. That's nonsense talk. Nonsense talk. This is crazy. We don't need another 5 years of this administration. Minister seems to prefer the PRP than the C-Pintab, and I agree with you with that. But the F&Ms ain't fighting. F&Ms ain't fighting. You have some F&Ms fighting. You should speak to them. F&Ms who can't get on board, you all need to get on board. You should speak to that. But the F&Ms aren't fighting in themselves. Like saying the PLP is fighting amongst themselves. Dude, that's not true. Maybe you have some PLPs who don't agree with the other PLPs, but they're not PLP. The PLP are fighting against themselves. this text says there is a need not to wash party business in public. Too late for that now. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll take a break. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand. Everybody,
come take my hand.
Storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, letting you know that you're not alone. Here's a price list of some of the roofing material we carry at Pinda Enterprises. 5/8 pressure treated roofing ply starting at $36.68. Gray Select Water Shield, $134.20 a roll. Felt, £15, $16.50. Owens, Corning Corporation Shingles, and CertainTeed Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallon of roof cement, $33.47. All sizes treated dimensional lumber. And of course, we have all nails and all screws. We have 5/8 sheetrock, $28.76. Half inch sheetrock, $22.18. All prices include VAT.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I ain't mashed the car. The lady run into me mashed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Asheye Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, there, the Athlete's Foot, NBTC, Games and More, John Bullfine Threads, Alive Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. Dr. Min, Reverend Minnis is back. Go ahead. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I'm sorry to call back. I just wanted to say something else. When, the six persons were denied the opportunity to run, they were sent home. And I'm trying to figure out why is it that the country and the people who are talking are not looking back on incident that happened before. Loretta was denied. Chipman was denied. Lightborn was denied.
All kind of people.
Grab was denied. And so,
of course.
When you look at the whole scenario of what is going on right now, the way people say what you spit and you spit in the wind, it comes back in your face. And I close with this. The former Prime Minister Hubert Alexander Ingram wanted to assist in the last FNM administration, and that was denied. I could tell he was denied the opportunity. And here it is, a young leader is saying to a former prime minister, we would want you to assist us as young men and young women to help us to move forward and lead in the country, taking nothing from you. And I think for a man who been there should understand what legacy is all about and understand what handing down the mantle is all about. This is time for the mantle to be handed down.
Brother Minister, just before you go, you are MCM, right?
I am MCM of the Free National Movement. And I'm a senior member of the party. one of the longest serving officers at this day.
Right.
At this day.
And Jit Palmer is an MCM also, right?
And Jit Palmer is an MCM also. And I would add because
thank you. I appreciate it. I just wanted to be clear because someone texted in to tell us that Jit was a whole MCM. I just want to make sure I was alive and MCM? I said, of course he's one MCM and others there are others.
He is one MCM. I am as equal as Jit Palmer. The only thing I do is I'm serving as the chaplain and as a senior member of the party for right now. But I'm an MCM just like him.
I appreciate you calling. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. This text says, lying, it ain't minutes who want to be a leader. It's his weak followers. They are the problem. And minutes fall weak to what they want. So sad now. It's causing him his political suicide. He had time to redeem himself. Don't be like Aram Lewis. Okay. It says, Pintada has done things that Lang, Greg, Moss, Pleasant, Bridgewater attempted and never got done. That's for sure. I just told somebody that the other day. He says, I stood with Pleasant, I stood with Moss, and now I stand with Pintada. Like you, Mr. Lang, as a former spokesperson for the MP for Marco City before Pintada, PLP, Independent, UDP, I know some things, especially what was attempted to not give Pintada that Marco City nomination. In fact, the guy who I keep telling, I know his political support, and he keeps running on with nonsense. He says that I ask you about accomplishments, and you describe a park that was reconditioned by Mr. Lang. This is how you could tell when people don't know what they're talking about. I'm talking about ignorant as it comes, right? The park in Mayfield Park wasn't reconditioned by anybody. The park in Mayfield Park was pretty much just forest. I tried to buy the land park and was unable to do so. Michael Panta got it done and put out there agricultural stuff, swings, basketball court, and them kind of things. None of that was out there before he did that. So if there wasn't no reconditioning, stop telling lies. Secondly, there were areas in Marco City that required water to be installed because the developers did not install the water pump lines. I tried to get it done. Could not get it done. Michael Pintada got that done. There are areas where the roads were not paved, etc. The people complained about the gravel, the dust, etc. These are private developments now. Tried to get it done, wanted to get it done. Let's just say there were different postures in time when I was in office. Michael Pintada got it done. He's building a technology hub down there in Marco City. So, sir, please do yourself a favor. But you don't have to do yourself a favor because the good thing about you is you don't have to say your name on the air, and so nobody really has to know. Only me. And I know you don't know what you're talking about. I can tell you that. Steezy, some of y'all get mad. I used to talk about Mr. Davis and what I knew about him. I knew about his generosity. I knew about his affability. I knew about how many people came to him, FNM and PLP, and got support from him. You get mad at me when I say that. The FNM's got mad at me when I said it. So for now, the PLP get mad at me, and I talk about Michael Pintada. This man went into Sixth Street in them and transformed it right there in Step Street. But you don't want to hear that. You just want to pull your line and try to deny your heritage. And I don't know why. You should be a proud PLP. I don't know. Says Mr. Lang, I saw something on Facebook with Mr. Mitchell saying that two sitting MPs would not be renominated for the upcoming election. Could it be said that they are being forced out or only because of the way it is said it could be something different? Nobody's talking about that, Northy Lutra and McCall. You mean forced out of the PLP? Is that what you mean? I don't know. Says, why did I think Maurice Moore is the most senior of the FNMs? No? What do you mean most senior? He would be the most, he would be, if you're looking at Henya, me and C.A. and Lewis would be like, Moutinho because of, you know, if you're talking about the length of time, him and them and others would be the most senior, but there is no, like you're MCM, you're MCM. There's no senior MCM. There's no junior MCM. There's MCMs. There's executive council members. There's, you don't know senior executive council member. So that's, you know, they are MCMs, and that's those are the highest positions, the owners that you could get in the party. His text says, Dr. Minnis never showed Mr. Pintard nor Mr. Pintard's leadership any support. Through his actions, he helped to weaken the FNM. I don't know how Dr. Minnis would have expected to get a nomination given the posture he has taken for the last 4 years. Kudos to Mr. Pintard for making the right decision, albeit it comes at the 12th hour, says his text. Text says, listen, Mr. Lang, no prime minister went through what Mr. Minnis had to deal with. First, it was Dorian, then the pandemic that affected the whole world. So all y'all haters out there, go pray. I say, well done, Mr. Minnis. Great job. You hate on. You know what? No, the pandemic was a significant reality. So was Dorian. But what does that have to do with your behavior? Huh? So I must give you an excuse. I must excuse you because you had Dorian. No, we are not. No one today is judging Dr. Minnis's prime ministership. This is how deceived some of you are. We are not talking about his prime ministership. No one said, I did not say, we're not talking about where, and the other people who texted were commenting on his prime ministership. These, I don't know who they are. When Minnis, Reverend Minnis called, he wasn't talking about his prime ministership. We're not talking about that today. And if we talked about that today, I could have a lot to say. But we're not talking about that today. We're talking about his loyalty and support to his leader. About that, you could only talk about his prime ministership because that's the only thing you look at because you seem to be not a hater, but a lover. And that's okay. That's how you be. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We listen to you.
Yes, Mr. Lang. What prompted me to call is that I'm in the middle of teaching class right now, but prompted me to call it for people for clarification on Mr. Pintard. It's just going to take me 1 minute. I know you have to go to a break. Just to say that what Mr. Pintard did, and I'm sure he talked to you, he talked to Pledge, and he talked to Greg Moss, he talked to myself to find out what was attempted and what was not accomplished. We also, with Greg Moss, attempted to get those properties. Where those four properties that he had to park and we were unable to. The 10 acres that he converted into like a park where another, another court is being built in the farming area and a whole bunch of different things. So what people don't understand is his involvement in trying to understand the infrastructure or what was attempted over 20 years. And he sought out and accomplished many of those that we tried aggressively for Greg Moss as an MP, and even for Pleasant as an MP, and we were not able to do it within his first term. And so I think people must also understand that he is in all five constituencies, and he was there through the hurricanes, he was there through during the COVID, and he's there now, not just in his.
The man win re-election when the party lost.
Yeah, absolutely. But you have people right now, like Ms. Daxson and other people in Grand Bahama. They only need to talk to PLPs in Grand Bahama. They say they can have all the other seats on Grand Bahama, but nobody better go for Pintard's seat. So they basically said, we are fighting for four seats. We ain't worried about that seat. And that's why you even have candidates have problems going in there because they already know they're not going to get the support that they expect. So, and that tells you the type of representation that he has done. And people in other constituencies knows what he has done for their family in that constituency. And so for me, without argument, I would tell you, Pintard has made that an FNM safe seat.
I tell you that. I know it wasn't safe with me, but I could tell you one thing. I don't know if it's safe, but I know I could tell you one thing. That man was, he's done a job, according to people who talk to me. Okay, we have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
I am
calling
because I listen to you speak of Michael Pintard. Me having first-hand experience with him, living in his complex in Step Street, Foxhill. And I often brag to people telling him there's no other like the Michael Pintard. sometimes I got angry knowing that in step three, there was lots of people on the opposite side. And he catered to them like nobody else. And they became, sometimes I looked at them and said, they're very ungrateful. But Mr. Lang, Michael Pintard, there's none like him. One of the best.
And might I ask you, he wasn't trying to run for that area at the time, hey?
Never wanted to run, just wanted to serve the people.
Yep.
Never offered himself to run.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate you calling. Thank you very much. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, yes, sir. Go ahead. Hello. All right, producer. Let's take a break, and then when we come back, we wrap up. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shavar Walang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Printmasters, bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This April, Duncan is spreading awareness and support for autism awareness. Did you know that autism affects 1 in 54 children? It is so important to show our support. And you can show your support by grabbing a signature blue donut from any Duncan location during April. Join us in raising awareness and support for REACH and the Seahorse Institute. Duncan. Fuel communities one blue donut at a time. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Winning on the court, just like investing, is about consistency and having the right partner. With RF's FX Plus brokerage account, you get exclusive access to high return securities, some yielding up to 7%, plus expert investment guidance. No need to chase every opportunity. We deliver priority trading, exclusive investments, and the lowest commissions, so you can focus on what matters most. Sign up for an RF Advantage Plus brokerage account today at rfgroup.com. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Love your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shavar Walang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. My menace, supporting friend who's been texting all day, crying, telling me I'm as calm now before my pressure go up. Let me tell you, them kind of childish, manipulative nonsense. You gotta try that on some other people, bro. Okay? Because the way you've been barking today and carrying on, you're the one who need to calm down, I think. right? All right. This says, good afternoon, sir. Hope you are well. Busy show. Is that the Fox Hill Step Street, the one being mentioned? Yes, I think it's the Fox Hill Step Street. Yes, it is the Fox Hill Step Street. This text says, and his lack of control of his minions, who even now are plotting how they will carry on and actively campaign against the party they claim to still belong to, while they cry that they no longer hold positions of influence, that his supporters' biggest gripe, it seems. When you constantly belittle the party and its leadership in the ears and eyes of those who support the party, how do you expect to still be elected to party positions? Please make it make sense. Kudos to the leader, says that caller. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening. Texas, sorry. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good day, Mr. Lang. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good, man. What's up?
Everything good, man. I been by a place the other day in Freeport. It was nice. It was nice. But you didn't know.
You did? You did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow,
I met
wow,
my dog
wow.
inside the shop. I met you in the shop.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah,
I didn't,
we did.
You didn't even say nothing.
All right. I asked you. You wasn't there. I actually,
I got you. Okay.
Yeah, but all it is, the same two blowing red. I be in or golden red, whatever color you want. Put them all in your jump in one box, one crayon box, and go jump on top of these fine. Because guess what? AMP ain't better than ball. All of them is the exact same thing. When you get in there, I look out for you, you look out for me. When the day come, we put one of these fellas in jail for misappropriation of funds or not reporting their true income, what they have. Then, like I say, it's a serious country. Yeah. Help with America, you know. America does not play. They have their faults. Yes, they do have their faults. But when they find a dirty politician, they will make sure go after him with all they got. You understand? The Trump case, it didn't wait because what elections came up too early, so they had to stop with the impeachment of that because you can't afford the second president.
Right.
But otherwise, they went after him. You understand?
Right.
They went after him.
No. Now you got to be fair to the country. There were politicians put before the courts, but they were found, they were acquitted, and that's the right thing. The courts acquitted them, so the court says no.
So
the process happened here.
Okay, let me put it over. Yeah, we know the process happened, but we know what happened with it with the process.
No. We don't know that. What we know, we can't cast aspersion. No, man. No, see,
okay,
you got to be fair.
I with you on that. But guess what? When the day comes that we actually could put some bars in the front of one of these fellas that hold on to that, then I get those countries serious, man. Because guess what? We know it in ourselves and the public domain. Some of these things that happen should not never, ever, ever happen in this country.
Yeah,
you
but
know?
I understand. I hear you, but mine is a serious country. My country is a serious country.
Yes, we
have problems, we have issues, but mine is a serious country. I believe
this
so.
This is a country boy, guess what? I don't know. God, this is a special country boy. This is a special country.
Ain't nothing special but the Bahamas in terms of that. We have issues and we have great things going on in the country. We have a court system that works. You get to go before it, it prosecutes. We prosecuted persons for political malfeasance and they've gone to jail. They haven't been politicians. We prosecuted politicians, but they were found. They were acquitted.
Like,
that's the law. That's the process. That's how it works.
But could you agree with me on this point that once you have money, no matter where you are around the world, once you have money, believe in me, money talks.
Well, I don't disagree with you, but then how does that make us special if you say it's all around the world?
No, but I tell you, when it comes down to some people in this country, hey, it's like all you at Animal Farm.
You think if Donald Trump didn't have money, he would have gotten as far as he got today?
Boy, guess what? If they had the right stuff, just click on him.
No, but he ain't the right stuff. See, but that's the different thing. So in our system, if you have the right stuff, then that happens too.
No, with the right stuff, and then the people. Boy, this country's small. Everyone knows everyone, family to everyone.
Yeah, well, but that's an issue. But an issue. I got you, brother. Thanks for calling. We got a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Good afternoon to your listening audience.
Hey, what's up?
Boy, there's an article endorsed those statements made by Reverend Minnis. I think he was spot on. He really upset it. I couldn't have said it any better myself. I thank the minister for giving me an opportunity to be director of labor And for he, along with the Foxville Association, gave me an opportunity to run as a candidate. I tell people who said, why you run? You should hold on to the director post. I said, well, you know, the team was down 20 points. There was only 2 minutes left in the game, but the coach said, go in the game, I got to go. And so I did my best. Let me say this, man. I would hope that Dr. Minnis would make the right choices and the right decision to support the party that made him prime minister. And the party that caused him to had great success. He made a lot of history in the short 4.5 years he spent as prime minister. I would hope that he would also be wise enough to not be the only prime minister to do one term and help his party that made him prime minister to see that he has somebody else to hold hands with in history as a one-term prime minister. I don't see the reason why he would want to run again, to be honest with you, because like Dr. Minnis said, there's no many way he would want to serve in a cabinet with Pintad. There's no way to sit as a former prime minister and just be a backbencher. That doesn't make any sense to me. So what purpose is there for you to run? And I totally agree with everybody that he ought to groom somebody. He ought to help prepare the party to be successful if this is supposed to be his party, rather than, you know, having a personal vendetta against who he thinks ought to lead or not lead. And he needs to come out and make a public statement that the detractors, that is his followers, that say, listen, that's the end of that era. Let's now move forward and work with the party in the best interest of the country and in the best interest of ensuring that they become the next government.
It would be good for him to do so, but he don't need to do so, but it would be good for him to do so.
I think he should do so. I think that'd be a very good thing.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Place. It would be good for that to happen. But I wouldn't hold my breath, to be honest.
I ain't going over breath here. I believe, and I'm going to say it, and I believe you may hear it, and some of his followers ought to understand that the party is bigger than who is the leader. And they also need to understand that Michael Pintad didn't make these decisions on his own. Okay.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. We have 1 minute before you go. Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
What would you think of a colleague who helped to fund a opponent against your candidacy?
But you can't. You know, it's impossible for that person to have been a colleague or friend or a member of the same organization. I am in the
same organization.
They're in total opposition to me. They do that. That doesn't make any sense to me at all. That doesn't make any sense to me. I would think that person is very, very unscrupulous and not trustworthy.
I see. Anyway, brother, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today. We're gonna have to say goodbye. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. God's best life, we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Take care.
Everybody, come take my-